We welcome you back. It's Eagles 360. Time now to take a look at some of the matchups, Eagles and Seattle. And when you talk about Seattle, of course, you begin with the defense and Richard Sherman. He's going against a pretty darn good wide receiver in Jeremy Maclin here, Chris.
Yeah, Sherman, the NFC Defensive Player of the Week, had two interceptions in the win over the San Francisco 49ers. But Jeremy Maclin has more than held his own this season. You go back to the game against Arizona versus Patrick Peterson, one of the other best cornerbacks in the game, and Maclin had career highs in receptions, yards, and also had two touchdowns on the day. So certainly, if Mark Sanchez is going to look the ball, move the ball vertically down the field, he's got to do so against one of the best cornerbacks in the game. But Pat Shurmur said that he's not afraid to test it. It's not like Deion Sanders is out there on the field.
Yeah, the other matchup here for the offense, the Eagles' run game against Seattle's run game without Brandon Mebane, their best defensive tackle. It hurt them in Kansas City. It hasn't hurt them the last couple of weeks in wins against Arizona and San Francisco. Kevin Williams has done an outstanding job at defensive tackle. But LeSean McCoy, one of the hottest running backs in the NFL, the Eagles figure to try to run the football, establish the ground game, and that means the offensive line and McCoy working against a physical front seven and a defense with Earl Thomas patrolling from the backside, crashing the line of scrimmage. Thomas and McCoy are going to see a lot of each other.
This must be an old-school matchup because I want to flip to the Seattle offense taking on the Eagles defense, and the first matchup I'm looking for here is Marshawn Lynch, one of the most physical downhill runners in the entire league. So difficult to bring down. Going against Michael Kendricks, who's fearless. He's not afraid to attack the line of scrimmage. He's great at the point of attack. Had a great test against DeMarco Murray. Passed it with flying colors. Marshawn Lynch, he's going to bring the thunder. He's going to bring the noise. He's going to try to be beast mode. But I think Kendricks is more than up to the task.
Yeah, and the Eagles talked all week about this. It's not just going to be Kendricks. It's going to be the entire defense rallying to the football to get Marshawn Lynch to the ground. How about from a global perspective, the matchup of the coaching staff? Chip Kelly against his old Pac-12 nemesis, Pac-10 back then, the great USC coach Pete Carroll, now a Super Bowl winner in Seattle. The chess match with Carroll and Kelly, the offensive mind of Kelly, the defensive mind of Carroll. It extends all the way through all three phases of this game, but really, as the two teams at the top of the heap in the NFC, good personnel all around, it could come down to the move and the counter move in this chess match of the coaching staff. So I think probably of any game this year, this matchup in the coaching area is the one that I anticipate the most.